love a country retreat?
你想在英国买一栋乡间庄园？
Or how about a crash pad in the city?
还是在城里买一套设施便利的公寓？
Well, by now you may have guessed that today we're looking at buying property in the UK.
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
Hello, I'm Andrea.
大家好，我是董征。是的，我们一位中国的听友想知道，在英国如果年轻人想买房子，是不是容易的一件事情？
There's been a lot in the news here for the last few years about how difficult it is for young people to get a foot on the property ladder.
To get a foot on the property ladder 就是踏上房地产阶梯的第一步。
So we wanted to find out from an expert.
My name is Jonathan Keegan and I work for Rockdale's estate agent. I've been an estate agent in the area for 10 years.
Jonathan 已经做了十年的房地产商，我们请他介绍了一下如今在英国年轻人买房的情况。
It seems to be gradually getting easier, certainly from maybe a year or 2 years ago. But I mean, most applicants will probably need to have between a sort of a 15% and a 25% deposit in order to buy a property and get a good mortgage rate. There are some mortgage lenders who will lend you money with a lesser deposit, but it often means you're paying back a higher rate of interest.
So like in China, it's been hard for young people to buy a property of their own. But according to Jonathan, it's gradually getting easier.
不过你最开始呢，还是需要交至少 15% 到 25% 的首付 to put down a deposit.
And if you put down a lesser deposit, a smaller deposit, then it just means that you will have more interest to pay on your mortgage.
Interest on your mortgage 就是你按揭的利息。
Gosh, 15 to 25% is a lot of money, especially if a flat or house costs hundreds of thousands of pounds.
那么在伦敦要买一套房到底需要多少钱呢?
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
I mean, it's quite hard to give sort of an average price across London because so many different regions command so many different prices. But taking into account where we're based in South East London, you're looking on average sort of a two-bedroom flat would be about $230,000 to $250,000, or your average three-bedroom Victorian house being in the region of just above $300,000, and possibly even as high as sort of $350,000 or $360,000.
Jonathan tells us how much a flat can cost where he works in the southeast of London.
But different regions command different prices, 就是不同的地区房屋的价格也不一样。
If you were to buy something in central London or in posh places like Chelsea or Mayfair, you can even pay millions.
哇，所以这种房价高昂的地区啊，年轻人来买房子的就很少见了。
So, are there any schemes in Britain to help young people buy property?
I mean, there are some schemes in place like shared ownership where possibly government or private equity will lend you some money, but they will also take some of your equity when you come to decide to sell the property.
现在也有不少年轻人在初次买房的时候选择了分享房屋所有权的办法。这是英国政府的一项新举措，帮助积蓄不多的年轻人买到自己的第一套房。这一举措呢，是由政府直接贷款给买房者买房，而到了要卖这套房子的时候呢，政府是会持有这座房产的一定所有权证券 equity。
And of course, the other option for many young people is to rent.
You'll always find a good selection of properties in London to rent. And again, obviously, different areas will command different prices.
So, to buy or to rent. How about you, Jean?
Oh, I'm still renting at the moment. 房子倒来倒去，我实在做不来，还是计划等找到最理想的时候再买。
Well, I must say, I was very lucky because I bought my first property with my husband many years ago, and that made it a lot easier. But it must be a nightmare if you're a first-time buyer right now.
A first-time buyer, 首次买房者。下面是伦敦房地产商 Jonathan 给首次买房者的一些建议和忠告。
Certainly one of the first things is save hard. The more money you can put down as a deposit in order to buy a property, the easier it will become for you to find a property you like and you're able to sort of easily afford. I'd also advise shopping around, having a chat with different mortgage brokers and different mortgage companies and trying to get the best mortgage deal available and just make sure it's all explained to you properly so you really know what you're entering into before you go ahead and buy a property.
Jonathan's advice is to save hard.
Save hard, 努力攒钱。
You need to find a property you can easily afford.
Easily afford, 容易负担得起的。
Shop around for the best mortgage.
Shop around, 多到几处看看。
And last but not least, make sure you know what you're entering into.
Good advice.
It's now time for us to go, so until the next time we answer another one of your questions about Britain, it's goodbye from both of us at BBC Learning English.
Bye.